This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on social media, Instagram and Twitter, Rodney Lear on Air. You can follow us there. Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Like, follow, and share there. Or you can listen to the show anytime you like. Head to your favorite podcast app. Anywhere you get your podcast, all you have to do is subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. My next guest is Jill Brink. She is with Cancer Free Kids. She's here this morning to talk about the Day of Giving at Jersey Mike's Subs on Wednesday, March 27th. It's our pleasure to welcome Jill Brink to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
It's my pleasure. Now, Cancer Free Kids, there's a personal story, and I like the story about how the journey began. Mm-hmm. Explain to our listeners how you guys got your start.
Absolutely. So our founder, Ellen Flannery, I love the story. She says, I didn't want to start a nonprofit, but her daughter was diagnosed with cancer in both eyes at 5 months old. And so through her journey, they discovered this gap in funding and that a lot of the treatments that were available for all children with cancer were decades old. And she didn't understand why. And so she started asking a lot of questions and realized that there's a significant disparity for research for children's cancer treatments. And so she took it upon herself because they fortunately, her daughter survived and is thriving today. But a lot of kids, we know that that's not the story. And so she decided that she couldn't go back to work at her normal job and really needed to be able to give back somewhere. And so she was looking for a local nonprofit that supported pediatric cancer research specifically. And at the time, there wasn't one. So I love her story of like, I didn't want to start a nonprofit, mm-hmm. but there wasn't anybody else doing it. So I just decided that I needed to do it myself.
And how long ago was this?
That was 21 years ago. Wow. So just last year, we crossed our 20th anniversary.
Okay. And so explain to our listeners what Cancer Free Kids is and what you guys essentially do.
Sure. So we do one thing at Cancer Free Kids. We fund early stage pediatric cancer research that would otherwise go unfunded to launch new therapies for kids with cancer. We do that because childhood cancer is not profitable. It makes sense, right? There's not as many patients with for kids that get cancer, but it is still the number one cause of death by disease in children. And the treatments that are out there are decades old, and that oftentimes means these kids are left with chronic health conditions that are, you know, lifelong. We see up to 90% of kids that have significant health issues by the age of 40 after their treatment. So at Cancer Free Kids, our goal, because it's not profitable, it's left up to the federal government. And at the federal government, less than 10% of funding out of the National Cancer Institute goes to pediatrics. So again, this huge gap in funding, and what is available at the federal level, as you might suspect, requires lots of proof of concept data, lots of information so that they can get those grants and get the funding that is available. But in order to get the proof of concept data, that needs money too. And the cycle continues and there just isn't any. And so that's where Ellen and her volunteers and friends at the time said, we're going to step in and help get these new ideas off of the ground and give them a chance to live and to try and to test so that not only the scientists have the opportunity to dream and to think and to be innovative in building out new ideas, but ultimately it can get to the bedside so that we have treatments available for all children with cancer, first time, second time, third time, but also that they have treatment options that aren't going to ravage their bodies like a lot of the chemotherapies that are out there do today. So that is what we do. We fund early stage research to get those ideas off of the ground.
Jill, since the inception of the organization, how much money has Cancer Free Kids been able to raise to combat childhood cancer?
Yeah. So far, we've invested $9.45 million at Cincinnati Children's Hospital and Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus. Last year, we were at $1.25 million, and our goal this year is to get to $1.5 million.
So what have been some of the most significant health advances Cancer-Free Kids has been able to contribute to through your fundraising efforts over the last 21 years?
Sure. So we look at, as I mentioned, because we're early stage, our goal is to breathe life into those new ideas. So one of the ways that we measure impact is looking at subsequent follow-on funding that is acquired with the proof of concept data that is received through those projects. And to date, we see over $80 million in subsequent funding off of that almost $10 million investment. But also we look at publications, which we're at over 285 publications, 3 startup companies, 2 new FDA approved drugs, which that one is significant because if you look at adults, there are over 700 different drugs available that are FDA approved for adults. In kids, there's 36. So that, I think, demonstrates the disparity for treatment options for kids. And so we've been really proud to be a small part of those FDA approval drugs that have come in just the last 3 years.
So today, what do we know about the health of the young girl that started, Ellen's daughter, that started this whole mission for Cancer-Free Kids? How is she doing today?
She's doing awesome. She did lose an eye through her journey, but you would never know it. She is one of the most resilient, professional, impressive young women I've ever met. She's in her mid-20s and is thriving. She's working for local companies, foundation, and driving community work and paying it forward there. So we love to see, she comes back to many of our events often, and people love to see her. And we just, because that's what it's all about. We say all the time, you know, our kids, we celebrate the benchmarks that they're able to make post their cancer journey, because for us, those are the wins that, you know, we want to see. That's what it's all about.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show, more information about our guests can always be found on social media, Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. Follow us there. Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Like, follow, and share there. In the studio with us, we're talking to Jill Brink. She is with Cancer-Free Kids. Now, you guys have this partnership with Jersey Mike's. Tell us about this partnership.
Yeah, we love Jersey Mike's. So this partnership was established in 2015 for over, I think, 10 years now. Jersey Mike's has an incredible program that they do across the entire country called Month and Day of Giving. So they choose, every market chooses a local charity to partner with. And fortunately, in Greater Cincinnati area, we have been that partner since 2015. And all month, they accept donations in support and roundup at the registers. Mm-hmm. But on the last Wednesday of the month, 100% of sales, every dollar that's spent goes back to Cancer-Free Kids. It's such an amazing effort. It's unlike anything I've ever seen from other retailers, that 100% of sales. And locally, last year, that raised almost $300,000 for us. But across the country, I know it was over $21 million in total. We are so grateful to have their support here. And not only do they show up financially for us through that effort, but, you know, year round, they're helping us with in-kind sub-donation for our events. And we just got done with a big one where it was hundreds of subs donated for an overnight event we had with 1,000 kids. And so they really walk the talk, and we're just so grateful to be a partner of theirs.
Okay. So that's the Day of Giving, Wednesday, March 27th. Is
correct.
That right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And so what do our listeners need to do to support this?
Yeah. The great thing about Day of Giving is they make it so easy. So delivery, mobile orders, go in the stores, go early. The lines will be long, I assure you. So have some grace that day, because the teams are incredible. But it is, and I love, they'll say it's our, that's our Super Bowl. The Jersey Mike's teams will say that's our Super Bowl. We all, you know, work extremely hard. The stores get absolutely crushed, but it's also fun and amazing to see the energy of that day and the fun and just the goodwill it provides, not only for our mission, but community engagement and involvement. I love the fact that they give people an opportunity to be a part of something that's bigger than themselves, right? And in that day, it really exemplifies that.
And all you have to do is buy your favorite sub, right?
That's right. That's it. All you have to do.
Great food, right?
That's right. And they do have corporate orders as well. So if you have a meeting that day, or even there's more information on our website about corporate orders. You can even buy them that day and they'll have them delivered Thursday or Friday as well. So there's a little bit more capacity. So I know opening day is the day after that. And so cater Jersey Mike's
Look
for opening
at you working
day.
It, right?
Oh yeah. We've strategized this quite a bit.
All right. That's very smart.
Yeah.
Now beyond your partnership with Jersey Mike, how can our listeners get involved with what you guys do at Cancer Free Kids? I know there's a way to donate, volunteer, and some other things. Let's talk about those things.
There are. So we truly have things going on throughout the entire year. We do ask for volunteers multiple times throughout the year, whether that's, helping represent us at things like the Flying Pig or other opportunities where we can be in the community, and it just helps support our staff team to be out there volunteering. In particular, back to Jersey Mike's, we do ask for volunteers to help the team, the staff, the Jersey Mike's staff in the store that day during peak times with just helping to distribute the mobile orders. You're talking like hundreds of people coming through the store that day and bussing tables and stocking chips. And we found that they were really grateful for that. So that's one thing that we do try to do, is put volunteers in the store specifically on March 27th. And there's more information on our website about that as well. But we have those type of opportunities year round, of course, donating. And we have several prime events for us also happening around the month of September, because that's Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. One called the 100-Mile Challenge, which is a wellness initiative, but also bringing awareness to the cause, where we invite folks to join us in completing 100 miles of activity in any way they choose and raise $100 for the cause. And you get a great Team Cancer Free Kids shirt to be part of our family. And there's, again, more than I can, our 20 minutes will allow for, but all of that is on our website.
You even encourage people to start their own fundraising campaign.
Absolutely. We have so many folks who do that for us. And for example, Moeller volleyball teams, they do a big fundraiser for us in April. It's a great fundraiser for us. So we are happy to support any effort that folks might want to do. Lemonade stands. We had a young woman, she donated the sales from her hog raise and her 4-H last year. So that was just, again, like,
very creative.
So creative. Okay. And we are so grateful for all of them.
All right. And with that, we're out of time this morning. It's the Day of Giving at Jersey Mike's, Wednesday, March 27th.
That's right.
All right.
Hope to see you there.
You can call in those corporate orders, whatever you want to do, right?
That's right. Any way you'd like to get your subs that day.
All right, good. And if our listeners would like to volunteer, how can they find out more information?
You can just go to our website at cancerfreekids.org, and all of that information is listed there.
All right. Thank you so much, Jill. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me, Rodney.
We've been speaking to Jill Brink with Cancer Free Kids about their partnership with Jersey Mike Subs. Remember, in the month of March, customers will have the option to round up their purchases to the nearest dollar. The Day of Giving is Wednesday, March 27th. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Remember, for more information on the show, reach out to us on social media, Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air, Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Like, follow, and share there as well. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.